Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. British Summer Time, and today is April 19th, and it has been really quite an eventful day in here. The most important fact, I think, is not to panic. But apart from that, the major news story was that Shanghai's A shares had a rather large downward dynamic, although it must be pointed out that it closed reasonably well off those lows. It did follow through just, and I think that what this inspired people was, or to feel, was that we were coming into something like we saw at the end of February. But looking at the follow through that we saw in other global markets, especially as we've now seen the US open up, well, actually it opened down, but it's traded up, and you've got the Dow up 16 and a third, the S&P's up 1 and the Nasdaq's up 4. Now that you've seen these US markets come in stronger, that is really going to help to dissipate some of that fear. A lot of the European markets opened really quite weak today, but closed well off their lows. At one point, the DAX was down well over 1%, but it closed down 39 points. That's just a little bit more than 0.5%. The FTSE was down, I think, at one point nearly 30 points, but it closed just down 8.8. And in the future, it's actually trading up at the moment. So this has been a little bit of a storm in a teacup. Now, there are a number of markets that are overextended, and China is certainly one of those. And it wouldn't be at all surprising to see these come off a little bit and probably consolidate around these levels. But I think it is a bit premature to talk about markets going back down to test those lows that we saw in around the 5th of March. It doesn't really look like we're in that same level of risk that we had been a bit more than a month ago. And this means that while you have had downward dynamics, for example, Hong Kong was off by 2.3% in here today, and the eight shares in also traded in Hong Kong, with those are the Chinese listed companies in Hong Kong, they were off as well. Australia wasn't hit too badly. It's down a bit, down at 1%. It has diverged from its 200-day moving average, and in those kind of terms, it is a bit overextended. But 6,000 is a big number there for the ASX, and it would need to really sustain a move below that to offset potential for further upside. And I think that's a very similar story for any of those markets that have moved above those February highs. There's a really good chance that we're going to see them consolidate around these levels, particularly if the US can sustain the upward action that we have right now. Now, looking at a couple of other markets, because it isn't just equities that this is fed through to, the bond markets had been quite a bit stronger in here today. For example, the treasuries were up to 111.26 earlier on today, but they're actually down on the day right now. It's 111 and 9.30 seconds. So there's a bit of resistance there around 112, and this rally that we've had over the last 3 or 4 days does look a little bit dead cattish, and it would need to sustain a move above 112 to really offset potential for further downside. So I think that there is a good chance that this is going to mess around a bit more. I'd be surprised if it's going to rally very much or very strongly. Then you've also had a similar move like that in some of the Europeans. For example, gilts are currently at 106.94. That's down almost a quarter of 1 point, but they have been as high as 107.45, which is up a commensurate amount on the plus side. A couple of other big stories here today. Silver has sold off really rather aggressively. It's at 13.68 right now. It's been as low as 13.55. That's down 29.5 points as I speak. I've opened a small long position because silver is generally best bought following corrections, and I haven't been trading silver for quite a while now. And to me, at least, it looks like a golden opportunity to buy some. I could, of course, be completely wrong, but I have a stop on this, and I've got a pretty low pain threshold, having bought it following a correction. But at the moment, things seem to have steadied up. I've also increased my gold position. Gold has been as low as 679, and it's currently at 683. It's down 670 on the day. I'd be surprised if it closes down there, but I think that gold is also looking really quite good. It's consolidating around this $700 level. I don't think we're going to see it fall very much further. Industrial metals and copper is currently down 350. It's at 358.40 and has been as low as 351. So again, this is another market where it is well off the lows. Nickel's down 150, so that's relatively flat on the day. And tin had a big downward dynamic yesterday, some follow through today. That is definitely a warning signal, but it hasn't broken that progression of rising lows, and it would really need to do that to indicate that this was a top of at least medium term or even longer term significance. But I don't think, certainly not longer term, I think medium term significance, it would need to break that progression of rising lows, and it hasn't done that just yet. Looking at some of the other commodities, you have corn up in here today, 7.5 points, that's at 371. So you're starting to see a little bit of buying coming back in here. I think my corn position expires tomorrow, and I'm almost certainly going to roll that forward. I've left the order for it to be rolled forward. Soybeans is up 5.25 in here, that's at 720 and three quarters. So grains looking really quite positive, and you are starting to see some more bullish activity here. But now looking at the currency markets, the dollar is relatively steady in here today. The euro is unchanged, and against the pound, the dollar has been as strong as 199.86, but it's currently at $2.26 ticks. So a little bit of selling pressure there for the pound. But and this has been really quite an impressive move. So a consolidation around the $2 level, it wouldn't be at all surprising. $2 is a very, very big level on this spot rate. So some consolidation around this area wouldn't be surprising, but it would really need a big downward dynamic to break it down from this level, and there's no evidence of that just yet. Now, platinum had been, again, another one that had been rather aggressively sold off. It has been as low as 1291, but it's currently at 1311. That's up 4 on the day. And platinum, another metal that has been consolidating around this 1300 level, but does look like it's going to push higher. And palladium was down as low as 375. It's currently at 381. So I'm sure you're getting the picture here. There has been quite an aggressive sell-off in quite a few asset classes as a result of this sell-off in China and some of those other markets. I've posted quite a lot of equity charts on comment of the day today because I don't believe this is a time to panic, and I don't think that it's looking like it did back in February either, particularly when you didn't even have China closing on its lows. It closed well off those lows, and you've had Europe really come through, having been rather panicky in the morning, coming through with a relatively good close on a lot of these markets. So that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything else that we can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact us, and thank you very much for your time.